Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Thursday, October 21st. One of the greatest months in the calendar, just motoring on through. Just an unbelievable night in sports on Wednesday night. We're not going through all of it, don't worry. And yes, at the end of the pod, I will do best bet for the, you know, basically the Cleveland Browns B team against the Denver Broncos. The Cleveland Browns injury report's insane. If you haven't seen it, I go through it in the best bet. It's almost bordering on hilarious. But we'll get to that at the end of the podcast. Remember, as always, I feel like I stopped saying this after like 6 months on the pod. Subscribe, rate, and review. Does anybody do that? I don't really subscribe or rate or review many pods because I only listen to a handful. But I'm told it's really good for business. So if you want to subscribe, rate, and view, that would be thrilling. I would love that. It wouldn't be as thrilling as a multiple overtime game between the Knicks and the Celtics. Unbelievable game. Right, you had the Atlanta Braves, the choke artist known as the Braves, going up 3-1 on the Dodgers. And I'm debating what to talk about. And then I was like, boy, we did an all-NBA pod on Wednesday. And thank goodness that Deshaun Watson's about to get traded, according to everybody on planet Earth who covers the NFL. And it seems imminent. And I mean, it's tough to wrap my head around this story. Because remember, for the longest time, we could not render a verdict on the Watson trade and what you should give up and all that because, oh yeah, the league is investigating him for 22 civil lawsuits. What the hell are you going to give up? How do we know? How could anybody have an idea? Like, who's trading for a guy that's going to be suspended for a year? Well, does that mean, as the Houston Texans guy, what's John McClane? Is it McClane? No, that's the guy from Die Hard, John McClane. Right, Rob? Is it John McCain?
I believe it's McClane.
Oh, John McClane is Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Happy accident, yeah.
Wow, maybe his No, his parents did not name him after that. He's like a 67-year-old guy who reports for the Houston Chronicle. And he was the first one to come out with it, that talks are heating up between the Dolphins and Texans and a trade feels imminent. Remember, Watson, no trade clause, hasn't played a snap. I don't even think he's been active for a game this year for the Texans. And the deal could be going down before the trade deadline. Now, Rob, the trade deadline, I believe, is November 2nd, right?
That is correct.
So we're less than 2 weeks to the trade deadline. My first thought, I'll put this to you, Rob. As soon as I heard this, the Houston Texans are putting pressure on the league to say, yo, we need to know what's up with the investigation because we need to trade this guy. Because guess what? If the Miami Dolphins continue to crater, Rob, and get the number one pick, which is entirely possible, are they giving up the number one pick for Watson? I mean, that's probably still going to happen. They probably still would, but there's a chance that shenanigans go down elsewhere. The Philadelphia Eagles, the Carolina Panthers. I think Houston senses that teams are getting desperate, especially Miami, 1-5. Panthers have lost 3 in a row. Eagles, they're pretty bad, but hint, I like them this weekend. I think Houston is trying to flex and be like, yo, league, we're not hearing anything. You've investigated this quarterback for like 4 or 5 months now. The civil lawsuits, they're not coming anytime soon. Can you, as they like to say, poop or get off the pot when it comes to the Deshaun Watson investigation? Because honestly, this is holding up a lot of stuff. If you're going to throw the book at him and give him 12 games, fine, do it now, you know? And he's done for the rest of the season. So we can move on, you know? I just wonder what it's like in your head if you're Tua Tagovailoa right now. After the initial report came out about Houston and Miami, someone reported a third team would be involved, and that third team would be Washington, which is where Tua would land. If you're Tua, right, you just lost in London to the Jags, who had lost 20 games in a row, all right? You're coming home, you're facing the Falcons, you're an underdog at home against the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, just say that sentence out loud. You're an underdog to the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are garbage. And you're telling me that you're about to get traded, not to Houston, they don't want you, they want to take a quarterback, but to Washington, which has Fitzmagic, who's been hurt all season, which has Taylor Heineke, who, as expected, has turned into a pumpkin well before Halloween. And Tua, how would you like to go play for Daniel Snyder? How would you? Does that sound appealing to you? And you're practicing for a game this week. You're going through game prep when the organization clearly doesn't even want you. And then you're going into media. Everybody there knows, damn, dude, they don't want you. They don't believe in you. Rob, please check. How many games has Tua started in his NFL career? I will go with under 16. They have not given him an offensive line. They really haven't given him a chance. He's been hurt. He came into the league hurt. They had to pull him twice last year because he was so ineffective. And he was injured this season already. He never really had a fair chance. Like, I know people want to bag on Sam Darnold all the time. Guess what? Sam Darnold had multiple years in New York. I know. He had Adam Gase. That should not count. Ha, ha, ha. No lie. No skill position guys. But he had plenty of snaps in New York to prove himself. He didn't elevate the play of anybody in New York. So the Jets moved on. They got a new coach. They said, let's move on. Fine. I get that. Tua is playing currently for the GM and coach who drafted him. Like, what? So, Rob, how many games for Tua as a starter in the NFL?
13.
Man, this seems like a quick hook. Justin Herbert has had a few more than that because he got fortunate with the Tyrod Taylor lung puncturing thing early. And
that's odd to say out loud.
It is very odd to say out loud.
he got fortunate with the lung puncture situation.
His quarterback got his lung punctured, and Justin Herbert looks like a superstar. Joe Burrow, when he's healthy and not getting his bell rung or going to the hospital, looks like a damn good player. And, oh, yeah, Miami's quarterback kind of stinks. And they even drafted his guy, Jaylen Waddle, to give him another receiver. It's just not working. I don't know, Rob. I I kind of love this idea of Watson. Now, I hate the idea of I'm sorry. I love the idea of Watson getting traded. We need to see him. He was a top five quarterback in the NFL for basically the last 2 years. If you want to say top seven, fine. He was awesome. Go look up the numbers. That being said, I kind of hate that he's going to the Jets division. So now the Jets have to face Josh Allen for the next decade and Deshaun Watson twice for the next decade. No, I'm not giving Mac Jones the credit yet. But Rob, does it feel to you also like Houston is trying to leverage whatever the investigation is and get this show on the road? Because I still don't know how Miami can make a deal if we don't know what the suspension is, assuming there is a suspension. Maybe there's no suspension. You never know with the NFL.
Well, quick housekeeping before I answer that question. Miami has no incentive to lose out and get the number one pick because they're trading their pick to Philadelphia as part of the aforementioned Jalen Waddle deal. So they could lose out and it doesn't help them one iota. That's number one. Number two, your point is well taken. You know, it's entirely possible that Houston is using this as sort of a weather balloon to see what the situation is going on with Deshaun Watson, because I have to believe that were Deshaun Watson active in Houston, that he would be suspended, or at least on the commissioner's exempt list while this all gets sorted out. I think that Houston kind of took it out of the NFL's hands by saying, we're not even going to activate him week to week. He's not going to practice with the team, so he might as well be suspended. We're going to pay him to stay away so that you don't have to do anything. So spinning that forward, one thought I had, now this is not sourced, I haven't talked to anybody about it, this is just me thinking out loud. If you're Deshaun Watson, and let's say that this trade comes to fruition to Miami, do you then just settle these cases and take your 6 to 10 game suspension immediately?
So you can start next season?
So you can start next season? Because his trial, I believe, is not set until February, the civil case. So let's say he gets traded and he's immediately put on the commissioner's exempt list because they're trying to sort it out, or allow him to play, whatever. He goes to the civil case. It doesn't go well. And eventually leads to charges being filed, whether he gets convicted of that, you know, but just the fact that it gets put out there. He could be suspended for an entire season, multiple seasons, especially given the way the NFL is pushing this initiative about, you know, we care about equality, we care about upraising women, we care about ending racism, and they're very, you know, woke, for lack of a better word. They're not going to be able to allow Deshaun Watson to only miss 4 games while he's dealing with 22 different cases of alleged sexual assault. So if you're Deshaun Watson and you go to Miami or whatever, what would prevent you from just being like, all right, let me just settle these right now, take my medicine. You know, if I settle, I'm not going to get a full 12, 16 game suspension. It'll be like 10 or 8 and I can appeal it down. And this way I can start fresh in 2022.
Interesting theory. Has it been a year yet?
Since the incident started?
It popped in like January, right? Maybe February?
No, it popped after the season once he started asking for the trade.
Right. So I think it was around February, because if memory serves, well, it might have been. But basically it's been 9 months that he's pretty much been in limbo. I would say the NFL's been investigating for at least 5 or 6 months, right?
Yes.
Okay. If Watson were to all of a sudden, after 9 months of steadfast denials, I did nothing wrong, my lawyer's saying this, their lawyer's out for blood, just to turn and settle, is that a good look for him?
Oh, it's a terrible look. The optics would be horrible, but would it save him? You know, would you take the short-term hit for the long-term stability,
well,
I guess?
Well, he's not going to have... If he got the trade already, then he's out of Houston. He's getting paid right now, right, to stay away. So,
yes, he is.
I don't know. If I'm Deshaun Watson, do you want to... I guess the problem is if it goes to trial, this drags out, your name's getting dragged through the mud. But if on principle, you know you did nothing wrong and you're not in the wrong here, you got to kind of stand up, don't you?
You would think so. But, you know, Mike Florio, who been on this pod. He's an attorney or former attorney. And one of the first things he said when this started to, when it went from like 6 women to 8 women to 12 to 16 is, you settle these immediately. I don't, if I'm advising you, I don't care if you're innocent. It's not my job for me to decide if you're innocent or not. This is only going to get worse if you let this play out. You settle it now, you pay some money, you move on. So if you're Deshaun Watson, again, it looks bad on the surface. You're taking an immediate hit, but is it worth it to you in the long term? Because you finally get to a new city. You're going to be able to ideally play the next 3 minimum years there. Would it not behoove you to get off to a fresh start in 2022?
Yeah. It's disappointing. Watson's 26 years old. According to PFF, he was the number 3 quarterback in the league last year. In 2019, he was the 8th best quarterback. I mean, the guy's barely been in the league. And he's just basically a year just gone because he couldn't stop getting massages from any woman that was on Instagram who was offering a massage and who was willing to fly to Houston. I mean, when you say it out loud, you're like, oh, come on, dude. What are you doing? Speaking of, I went to this place. I think I told you guys about it. It's called Stretch Lab. Have you heard of it, Rob, or no?
I have not.
Yeah, I don't know if I talked about it on this pod, but like I did that F45 workout this week with a buddy, and I hadn't done it in like 4 months, and it was like all legs and glutes, and oh my gosh, my legs and buttocks were just in brutal shape. So I went over to Stretch Lab, and it's basically they'll just put you on a table and stretch you for 25 minutes, all the muscles. And it feels like brand new. It's not as good as a massage, but I mean, it's really incredible because I don't know about you, Rob. Again, you're younger than I am. But do you ever stretch before or after working out?
If by stretch, you mean like a full-on 10-minute warm-up?
Yes, like multiple minutes. I don't mean bend down and touch your toes.
If you mean like a quick bend, touch my knees, count to 10, and then like, I'm ready to go,
That's the problem. Like, that's what I consider stretching. I do not have the patience to sit there and stretch every muscle for 10 or 12 minutes. I've seen dudes at the gym. How they go over to like the table and they'll like stretch themselves out for like, I'm like, what? That's such a waste of time. Problem is, I'm getting old now and I need to do that. And I'm just so lazy to stretch that I'd rather just go to the Stretch Lab and have them do it. So I don't want to make that a habit, but just in a pinch.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So I played hoops, and I don't want to pivot away too far from Deshaun Watson, but I played hoops with Wednesday with some of my buddies. And I said I went to the Laker game and we all were bagging on Westbrook. And I got to give my buddy Chris full props for this. He goes, and I had not thought of this, and I instantly said, boy, Chris, I'm going to have to talk about that on the pod. He goes, boy, if I were the Lakers, wouldn't you love a do-over with that Buddy Hield trade? And I was like, oh, like stop me in my tracks. I totally forgot the Lakers had a trade for Buddy Hield right before the draft, and I don't know if it was Pelinka or LeBron, but somebody said, nah, we'd rather have Russell Westbrook. Rob, do you remember the Buddy Hield situation?
I do, and I remember even after the Russell Westbrook trade was made, there were whispers around the NBA circles that they could still get Buddy Hield, that they thought they could morph it into a sign and trade with Schroeder, and it didn't work out.
They ended up sending Kuzma, KCP, Harrell, and was that it, or was there more?
And a first-round pick.
For Russ, who I believe had 6 points and 3 rebounds and 4 turnovers in his opener. If you're curious, Buddy Hield, who the Lakers could have gotten. In the Kings' win over Portland, by the way, Damian Lillard, how you? tough opener for Dame. I mean, he played great. He played good. Oh, I'm sorry, he did not. He was 0 for 9 on threes. They lose to the Kings, who I have in the playoffs, in the play-in. I think I'm the only man on planet Earth that has a Kings in the play-in. Buddy Hield, who could have been a Laker, 5 of 9 in 31 minutes, hit 4 threes, 17 points, 6 rebounds. He don't do much in the passing department. I don't know how his stats are defensively.
He doesn't do much other than shoot.
Well, guess what?
He's a great shooter, though.
It's one game, and I know people are going to freak out, but Lakers fans, if you had a do-over, would you redo Buddy Hield for Russ? And remember, you then get to keep, I believe, according to Rob, it's KCP. So then you don't have to go out and chase a Wayne Ellington, a Kent Bazemore, because you've got KCP, who was on one of the title-winning teams, does play some defense. You know, I don't think KCP's any great, but in the bubble, he was their third best player. I mean, if Buddy Hield were on the court, he would have been their third best player on opening night. I don't want to make this about the Lakers. This is not going to be an everyday thing, but I had to give my boy a shout out for reminding me about Buddy friggin' Hield. And I don't know when this, let me just check when the Kings play the Lakers, but.
While you're looking it up, does Chris listen to the podcast?
He does listen to the podcast.
I hate you, Chris, because look what you did to me. Yeah, we were doing a non-Lakers segment today because we did all Lakers yesterday, and then you go and drop this bombshell on us.
Yes, okay. So it'll play well when you tag it as Buddy Hield over Westbrook in the iTunes thing. People are going to see that and be like, wait, what? So it looks like they don't play the Lakers until November 30th, like Thanksgiving-ish. By then, I'm sure Russell will have had one or two good games. I'm not going to go into the exciting Wednesday night in sports. I will say my soccer team, Necaxa, played. They tied. It's not looking good for the playoff push. Disappointing. You don't care. Knicks won in double overtime over the Celtics, which was good. My Bulls, and I'm calling them my Bulls because if you listen to the preview pod with Preston, I hyped up the Bulls. Now, they barely got by the Cade Cunningham-less Pistons, but they covered five, and they won. Rob, we're not going to go through the whole night in the NBA. We're just not going to do this. But I thought the surprise of the night, outside of Chris Duarte, the rookie for Indiana who had 27 points and started, was LaMelo Ball is really good. And he is like instantly becoming like a top five, what did LaMelo do tonight, guys? Like in the league. Like, you know how you would just look to see like, oh, did James Harden drop like 40 and 16 or something when he was in Houston? Now it's like, what did LaMelo do? 31, 9, 7. He's like, I don't want to say electrifying, but Rob, with Zion out for who knows how long, and there was a report, by the way, did you see the tweet that somebody said Zion was hovering around 300 pounds?
Jake Fisher, Bleacher Report.
We had him on here, didn't we?
Friend of the pod, yes, sir.
300-pound Zion. Oh, gosh. This is just. I might have to officially get off the Zion bandwagon. If he's hovering around three bills, he's going to get hurt again the second he comes back. This is a guy they had to teach how to run when he got to the NBA. I mean, and then, of course, you know, the Braves win 9-2. Oh, somebody named Rosario went off. I got to give that dude. He hit two homers, a triple, and now the Dodgers are basically down to their one more game or their season's over. Rob, what's your excitement level on an Atlanta Braves Houston Astros World Series?
Not much. Let me just say that if you're Major League Baseball, I believe Fox, TBS, I think have all the, it might even just be Fox who has all the World Series games. I think they put them all on national television. You've got to be praying right now. I know your bosses over at FS1 are if they're Catholic, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever God they have, they are praying that Allah. The Dodgers come back in this series, because you cannot spend the kind of money they spent on that TV deal for the MLB postseason only to end up with Atlanta with, just as you said, some guy named Rosario. So they're, I don't know who their stars are. I know a little just because I've worked in the business. I kind of know the names, but they don't have the big marquee name that you can put on your scroll and say, hey, come watch so-and-so. They had Acuna, but he got hurt, so he's not even on the team right now. Mm. And the Houston Astros, who are universally hated across sports, not just in baseball,
I can't stand them,
but in sports. So I hope that doesn't happen for Fox's sake and for baseball's sake, because I think that they need as much good publicity as they can get these days. So to answer your question, not very enthused about the potential of a Braves Astros World Series.
Yeah, I will be at game five tonight. I haven't been to a game this season, so it's like, hey, I gotta get to a game now. It should be great weather, very excited, rooting Dodgers. Rob, can I, before we get to Best Bet, can I tell a random story? Buddy of mine showed up to basketball yesterday. He went to Michigan State, and he was wearing Michigan State gear. And all I've heard is like, oh, Michigan State's undefeated, and they get to play Michigan. The Michigan game's coming up. I guess it's like next week. And forever in my life, Michigan State is going to come down to one play because of what happened the day after. So I went to my high school reunion, and the night of the reunion, we went to dinner beforehand, and on the screen is Michigan State, and there was the game with the block punt. Do you remember that?
I do.
Unbelievable, yep. Right? So we go to the high school reunion. It's fun. We wake up the next day, and of course, I've got to drive home early because guess what? I got to get back. We're on the East Coast at the time. I got to get back to watch Red Zone. I have to. I got to get home by 1. So I'm like, we're up early, you know, 8 a.m., a little hungover, not bad. And we drive home from D.C. up to Pennsylvania. Not a bad drive, like 2-3 hours, whatever. Of course, my car at the time, in the middle of the highway at like 80 miles an hour, locks up, and I can't turn the steering wheel. And of course, I slow down. We call AAA. They tow us, but it's Sunday morning. On the way home from DC to Pennsylvania, we'd only been driving for like 20 minutes. So we get towed to like a gas station. And of course, there's nobody there on a Sunday. So they tow us to like a Pep Boys in some strip mall. And of course, I don't know where the hell we are because it's outside DC. And the Pep Boys is like, oh, we're slammed right now. Just put it over there. You know, we'll look at it in a little bit and let you know. So I was like, all right, well, what are we going to do? Hang out here? They're like, oh, yeah, you can walk to breakfast. It's like, you know, not that far. And so we look up like a Waffle House or something. And we start walking. And I'm, you know, again, this is like a Sunday morning, 9 a.m. We're walking on the road to a Waffle House. And at this point, I'm still a little hungover. I'm like looking around like, well, geez, I see like broken beer bottles and like those little airplane bottles of liquor. I'm like, where are we? Like how this stuff's just in the street. We walk into Waffle House and it's, my wife is, you know, white and she's the only white person in the place. And, you know, people look at us, not stare at us like in a movie, but you look around and like, oh, okay. Now I know we're kind of in a DC area. Okay. Got it. And at that point, you know, I wasn't like nervous, but Rob, again, it still hadn't hit me like, oh, we got pulled over. We got towed to this gas station. Fine. We walk, we eat the meal and we walk back to the car and AAA calls and says, or no, the place Pep Boys calls and was like, yeah, we can't work on your car, blah, blah, blah. Sorry. So we call AAA back and we're like, just get us towed to our house. We'll pay for it, whatever. So I tell the guy where we are. He's like, that's where you are? All right, I'm coming. I'll be right there. He doesn't say anything else. So we walk back to the car. We're hanging out in the car. And all of a sudden, you know, we're on our phones. And the car can't move. It can just go forward and backwards. And I see this car come up and like circle us. And I look up and it's like this guy with this neck tattoo. He's looking out the window, just staring at us. Does like two donuts and leaves. I was like, what the hell is that? And I say it to my wife. And of course, she's on her phone, like Facebook or whatever. So she doesn't even see it. So I was like, that was weird. Guy just, I mean, there's nobody around the parking lot. It's like Sunday morning. Like now it's like, you know, 10:30 a.m. Nobody around. Maybe 5 minutes later, I look in the rearview mirror and that car's coming back and there's another car with it. And they park like three spots away from us and there's literally no cars around. They park right there and I say, holy shit, Aim, we're about to get robbed. And she's saying nothing. I go, call 911. And this is the only reason I remember this is because it was the day after Michigan State. And at this point, I'm like, call 911 right now and I'm making eye contact with the guys. And they literally are three parking spots away. One of them gets out. And I, at this point, I'm like, shit. So Amy hears the nervousness of my voice. Like, fuck, what do we do? And I turn the car on. And the guy's sitting outside his car. His friend has his window down. They're talking and staring right at me. I get on the phone and I call 911. And I'm like, hey, we're the back of Pep Boys. I don't know where the hell we are, dude. But we're about to get robbed. There's these two guys staring. There's nobody around. We need some help. And at this point, my wife says, just move the car. And I go, we can't go anywhere. The car steering wheel can't go anywhere. And I just instinctively, the guys are still staring at me and I put it in reverse. And I'm telling you, there's nobody around, you know, like strip mall, Sunday morning, like nothing's open. And I put it in reverse and I just go backwards out of the parking spot. And the guys are staring at me like, as if they knew my car didn't work, right? It was almost like somebody at Pep Boys called them and said, hey, we got a broken down Mercedes. These guys can't move. Come and rob their ass. Out of state plates. And they see me reverse. I'm still on the phone with 911 and they get in their car and leave. My heart is jumping through my shirt. At this point, the wife's off the phone and she's seeing what's going on. And those guys leave. And as soon as they leave, we sprint into the front of Pep Boys. We're like, holy shit, we got to call 911. We almost got robbed. They're like, huh? Ah, you're fine. Nothing happened. And then I look around and I'm like, it had to be one of these bastards. I bet they called their friends and were like, hey, come rob these people. And within like 10 minutes, the tow truck shows up. And this guy's got like huge like Cadillac tow truck deal. And he comes out. I was like, oh my gosh, you just missed this. This is crazy. He's like, yeah, when you told me where you were, I was like, I better get there. These guys are in trouble. But I didn't want to tell you that and have you panic. And I was like, oh, geez. Well, good to know. He's like, yeah, this is a very dangerous area. And it's funny because for like a week after that, I was like obsessed with this location of this Pep Boys right outside DC. It was like in Maryland, technically. And I would just keep looking at the map and replaying the whole thing in my head like, damn, that was close. I mean, I don't mind admitting, Rob, I think you know this, I am a registered gun owner. I didn't have my weapon on me. And, you know, I don't have a carry permit, so I couldn't have had it on me anyway. But when you, I mean, this, I was like obsessed with this for months because I, you never know when your number's up, you know? You just don't know. You have no idea. And yeah, I'm going to take my car. It's crap. Here's my money, whatever, take it. But like, I'm there with the wife and like, you never know. These guys want to do some stupid stuff. And it was, that's remains the scariest moment of my life to date. Outside of the time I took some pharmaceuticals, which I'm not going to talk about on the podcast. I have talked about it on the radio show. But I know that was a long-winded 10-minute story about Michigan State, Michigan. But any time, that game's coming up. And like, I can still see that scenario unfolding. And of course, the wife and I like to talk about it because she maintains that, like, she was the one who told me to put the car in reverse. And that's fine. Listen, I'm not arguing over semantics. But bottom line, it was just, it was terrifying. And yeah, it's funny because about 3 months after that, the Fox thing, the wheels started moving for Fox. And then in January, I was at the Super Bowl with doing a Fox show test run in San Fran. And then in June, we moved to LA. And I just, I look back at that moment, Rob, it's funny because things could have gone another way easily. And I'm not here talking about this, never get to LA, never do any of that. It just, you know, I had young kids at home. It's just crazy to think about. I'm not saying I'm on borrowed time or anything, any nonsense like that, but it's just moments like that kind of make me cherish some of the other great stuff that happens, like really enjoying it. And I guess this is my long-winded way. I didn't want to really talk about this, but I'm sure you guys saw the Colin Powell passing this week. There was a New York Times, one of the podcasts I listened to, The Daily, talked about his career and life, and the guy had an amazing, incredible life. You know, the son of immigrants from, I believe, Jamaica, and just basically self-made his whole way through, went to school, just did everything himself, no handouts anywhere. And he had one screw-up with the weapons of mass destruction. And they talk about it on the New York Times Daily. I'm not going to get into it, but ultimately, yeah, he made a bad decision. And he was so nervous after that. He apologized profusely, went on all the shows, the talk show circuit, apologized, said he screwed up. Fine. The one thing he was nervous that this would be on his tombstone, essentially. This is how people would remember. Oh, that's the guy, weapons of mass destruction, Iraq, the war we didn't need, blah, blah, blah. And lo and behold, the New York Times obituary comes out, and in the first sentence, that's what people remember him for. Weapons of mass destruction. It kind of sucks. He had a great life, and that's the kind of crap he's got to deal with. I told this to the wife, and I brought up the Michigan State thing. And in my, again, I like talking to myself. I'm like, what would people remember me for? I don't know. It would probably be a quick, oh yeah, Jason, that's the guy who said all that. He got all these people angry about him, and people were pissed off, and he had to block this guy on Twitter. I don't want that. I definitely don't want that to be what people remember me for. But it is interesting sometimes to step back and think about that. And then at the end of it, you're like, wait, Colin Powell's now dead. He doesn't care what anybody's saying about him. It doesn't even matter. Like maybe his kids and his grandkids, maybe somebody will say something to them. Unlikely. Trust me, nobody's ever coming up to my kid saying anything except hopefully, yeah, your dad was good at sports gambling. And with that, Rob, you like that transition?
That was great.
You didn't like that. We will transition to the best bet Thursday Night Football.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings.
So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, it's time for the best bet here on Straight Fire, and we've been on a nice little roll lately. Nailed the Eagles last Thursday, nailed the over in Tennessee-Buffalo on Monday, and the two props. We're rolling, folks. The problem this week is that who the hell knows who the Browns are going to play tonight? Case Keenum, we know, is the starting quarterback. Hunt and Chubb are out. Sounds like Odell may not play. Landry's still out. Both tackles out. A bunch of guys on defense are hurt. It's just annoying to see how many guys are out for the Browns. And you kind of want to lean Broncos as a result of that. The problem is, like, it's Teddy Bridgewater on the road, and he's coming off a three-interception game where he looked like hot garbage. And the defense is giving up big plays galore. Remember, Case Keenum, it's not like he's some dude off the street who has to pick up Stefanski's offense. He was with him in Minnesota. Like, he knows what Stefanski's doing big time. All that being said, I think if you look at the weather report, it looks like about 15 to 20 mile an hour winds in Cleveland, which seems to always be the case. Although that was supposed to be the case against Arizona, and it did not impact the game at all. I think you got to look at the under here. I know 41 is super low and you're not getting the best number because it opened around 43.5 and it's come cratering down. as the injuries have come out. I don't think it's a, this is going to sound bad, I don't think it's a huge drop off given Case Keenum's understanding of the system and time with Stefanski from Baker to Keenum. Where there is a drop off is no Chubb and Hunt. And then who's he throwing to? Like, yeah, Donovan Peoples-Jones. I get it. He's nice. And the tight ends are good. This is going to be a check down affair. Very low risk game from Case Keenum and Stefanski. You can't lose another one. If you're the Browns, after dropping two in a row already, just a newsflash, Baltimore, if they beat the Bengals, will be 6-1 in the division, and the Browns will be 3-4. And again, I'm not panicking if I'm the Cleveland Browns, but this is a ultra safe game where I am going total checkdowns, handoffs, low scoring as such. And remember, they get the Steelers on deck next week, followed by the Bengals. Okay. I think the Browns only can win this with a defensive showing. So I'm going under 41. And I think, I kind of sort of think I like the Browns favored by 1.5. I can honestly see this being like 16-13, Thursday night under, easily cashing, and Cleveland wins. At the same time, I don't really have a rooting interest. I got to be honest. You guys, I'm going to the Dodgers game tonight, so I probably won't watch a lot of this. So I'm just going to take the under and not take a side. I'll say 16-13 is the final. And unfortunately, I'm starting the Browns backs in fantasy because I have Chubb and he's out. And also, I have tons of guys on buys and injuries. It's a fantasy was bad for me last week. 5 teams between me and my son. We went 1-4. Not good. Not good at all. I like the under. I'm loading up on under 41. I'm going to look at the under first half as well. I just think it's going to be one of these low-risk games for both sides. Vic Fangio's on the hot seat after 3 losses in a row. Bridgewater was a nightmare last week. Nobody's going to try anything risky in this one because both want to win, and they want to play not to lose. So give me the under. Browns, Broncos, enjoy it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.